Hi, this is comedian Vinny Brand, and I'm the owner of the Stress Factory Comedy Club. You are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point.
Welcome to Short Time. It is Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you as we open up the gifts of summer and the gift of a new show. Show number 72 is now underway.
72.
There we go. 72. It's a good number. It's the first thing that comes to mind, and it's not sports related. It's part of the title of Metallica's new album, 72 Seasons.
There you go. Okay.
Which briefly looking up what that means, it's the first 18 years of your life.
That would make
72
sense.
72 seasons.
Okay. There it is. Okay.
It's actually a pretty good album too. So
even better.
Metallica is definitely one of my favorite bands. So I was listening to it a couple times through. I'm like, sounds pretty good. They still got it. Those guys are, I know James Hetfield's like 59, so those guys are about 59, 60. So they're still rocking and rolling. They're pretty good.
Look at the Rolling
Stones.
They
have a couple of shows, Metallica at MetLife Stadium, I think. It's like that first weekend of August. I think it's like a Friday and a Saturday or Saturday and a Sunday or something like that. So Metallica's coming to Jersey.
People are showing
in
up
August.
For them. Yeah, good stuff.
Sounding pretty good.
Do we have a player that wore the number 72? I don't.
I'm trying to think. It's like, I mean, I'm sure you could find
What do you got?
O.C. Uminura.
Good call.
Former Giants, the end and everything. One of the giant greats.
Good call.
There it is.
Okay, nice.
So we've got Metallica and O.C. Uminura for number 72 today.
Okay, well done. I like that. You're on your game this morning.
Metal, and football. There we go. It's a perfect combination.
All right.
But you know what? This week, what is it? I guess Wednesday?
Ed Too Tall Jones, I think, was 72 with the Cowboys. Does that sound right? I could
be
wrong.
Possible.
Okay. It's a little Cowboys trivia there. I think I'm right.
Trying to look at him
on
now.
On the air?
Played
what do you
15
think?
Seasons.
Uh-huh. I could be wrong.
I know who he is. I just don't remember what number he wore.
I think it was
6'9", by the way.
Oh, he's a big guy. Huge guy. I think 72. I could be wrong. Putting it out there.
Yeah, I'm trying to do somewhat of a search here. I'm not seeing anything pop up. We'll go with it, though.
We'll go with it. Sure, why not?
I'm sure somebody out there will correct us.
Exactly.
But yeah, summer officially starts this week. I think it's, Wednesday, the 21st?
Sounds right.
Uh-huh. Summer will officially be in there. Still a little too cold for me to step into the water. Like, I may go to the beach in June.
Right.
Chill out on the sand or whatever. I mean, it's certainly, if you're in the backyard going to a ball game, whatever else, it feels like perfect.
That's fine, yeah.
But me, I got to be able to, like, go into the water, swim, you know, do whatever.
Do your thing.
I feel like that's something more I do more frequently come July and August,
right,
as opposed
good
to June.
Time. Right.
Because water's colder. You know, I did a couple stories last week on beach and water safety and everything, and one of the people I spoke to was Dan George. He was a longtime football coach at Long Branch High School, a very successful one, too, a Hall of Famer in wrestling and everything. But he's also been, for a number of years, the beach manager in Long Branch. And he said, you know, water, you know, we have a part of the conversation was that people typically underestimate what things are like in June. That in June, water typically a little bit colder.
Right.
People not in as great of a swimming shape as they would be in like the month of August.
Okay.
Where they're like, you know what, I can go out, tackle those big waves, feel pretty good, and I'm not going to be huffing and puffing back to the shore. So a couple things to keep in mind. So he's like, just gradually, like slowly build your way into the summer shape and everything with going in the water and swimming. And then, you know, just keeping in mind the temperature of the water and also what you're physically capable of doing,
being
honest with yourself too, with what you could do in the water and at the beach. So something to think about, you know, you still got plenty of time. I mean, like we said, the water is a little cold right now anyway. So maybe if you're one of those people that not bothered by the cold water,
well, it could also be just that quick little run in and run out.
Yeah, get a little wet and then, all right, I'm good.
Okay. Do what I need to do.
So, yeah, plenty to enjoy. Listen, and go to the beach. You know, a lot of great beaches in Ocean Monmouth County, and it's perfect beach weather. I'm just saying, for me personally, just not like the water temperature is not where it's at for me to say, like, you know, I'm going to go in
time
for
to
a
go
little
in.
Bit.
I get you.
That's just me.
Sure.
Regardless, though, I mean, as we move across this week and especially next week, and then after that, I'll be heading toward the 4th of July. So lifeguards, some beaches, I think, have had them part-time or just on weekends at this point. But really, I think over the next 2-3 weeks, certainly by the 4th of July, you'll start seeing beaches that are more fully staffed, in part
right.
because I think you get a lot of beaches in the summertime. You get teachers or students, you know, even college students coming home, and you're like, that's where you're getting a lot of your lifeguard staff from.
Correct.
But they have to be done with school first and everything. So that's, I think that's part of the reason. But listen, they're there for your safety. For everybody's safety and protection and everything. So read the signs, listen to the lifeguards. If they whistle and say, don't go in that area, that means don't go in that area.
That means do not go in that area.
The flags, there's different ones depending on what the water conditions are. If you're not sure, don't remember what each color means, ask a lifeguard.
Right.
Check the sign. Usually red means dangerous. That means you're not going in the water.
Do not. Yes.
yellow means cautious with some possible rip currents. Blue, some beaches have blue flags, which means designated area. Others will usually just mark it off in the water and have lifeguards present. Green means you're good. You know, just be cautious and safe and everything. But regardless, you're not going to be going out all the way deep and go into swimming. There's a reason that at any beach it's all marked off, because it's the conditions of the surf and the waves and everything else.
Right.
So even on a packed day at the beach, hot summer day, everybody's there, you want to go for a swim and everything, just be smart, be careful.
Right.
And certainly we hear it every summer too, and even before the summer season begins, that accidents can happen. That tragedy can strike, and it's sadly
it happens too often.
It happened just a couple weeks ago in Avon by the Sea. But if there are no lifeguards present, whether it's the morning, the afternoon, during the week, on the weekend, whatever, don't go any further than the sand.
Right.
Don't go in the water. Listen, and it's for everybody's safety and protection too. They are there to help.
You could look out and everything looks fine.
Exactly.
And when it's too late, and you're in it, there's no turning around.
Yeah, absolutely. And whether you're a well-trained swimmer or not.
Right, doesn't matter.
Whether you're on the swimming team or not, whether you've been swimming for 20, 30 years, you need that extra safety and protection. You need people who know the water like the back of their hand.
Right.
And then those are the lifeguards and the law enforcement, the local beach authorities and everything.
Why take the chance?
Right.
No need to.
So, you know, it doesn't matter how good of a shape you are in, or you know what, how tall you are, or
right.
how muscular you are, it affects everybody.
Right.
And rip currents, in particular, just so hard to disguise. I mean, I've talked to a number of people who have explained, okay, this is what it could look like, but in large part, Dave, they're just very deceptive. I mean, you could look at the water and like,
and it looks fine.
It looks all right. It looks a little rough, but should be all right. But
right.
there could be rip currents waiting for you.
Right.
So, I mean, those are the reasons that there are designated areas on the beach when lifeguards are there, and those are among the reasons why you shouldn't be going into the water if there are no lifeguards present.
Absolutely. You're right. No, and to your point, I mean, you get out there and you get in trouble, and especially if it's a time where there aren't any lifeguards, what do you do? You're in bad shape.
And, you know, whether if you happen to be there and you see something happen, or if it's on a crowded beach or whatever and the lifeguards are trying to race down, that bystander effect is so critical, or can be.
Very true.
You know, sometimes accidents can happen. Somebody maybe falls under, they start, drinking the beach water or whatever, start,
panicking.
You know, they panic, they start drowning, or, you know, maybe something happens where people run into each other or whatever. There's a surfing
Anything
accident.
Can
something can happen.
Right.
If you see something happen, try and step in. Try, you know, bring them back to shore. You know, give a wave or
right.
a yell to the lifeguards or whoever else. Say, help. You know, we need some help over here. And you get a bunch of people over. Because, listen, at the end of the day, you go to the beach, right? You want to go there to have fun. Not everybody likes to swim anyway, even when the water's warm. Maybe
right.
they just like to kind of chill out on the sand, get a tan, which also another reminder, make sure you're putting on the SPF every
very true
80 to 90 minutes. You know, protect your skin and everything. But some people like to go there for any number of reasons, build sandcastles and everything. Certainly, unfortunately, we saw that tragedy at the Chadwick Beach section of Tom's River last in May of 2022 with digging a 10-foot hole. I mean, a lot of people around here know what the sand is like, that it's sort of like that sugary sand.
Right.
And the recommendation is, listen, if it's okay to build, you know, sandcastles and everything else, but don't be digging bigger than the bucket or bigger than your knee, I think is, you know, the rule of thumb too. So practice safety on the beach, you know, be safe, be responsible. If you got those umbrellas, I mean, they're each town or borough in Ocean and Monmouth County has some different rules, ordinances on the books with what you can and can't bring on the beach. Some are just, have different rules on tents and canopies and umbrellas and all that other stuff with how big it can or can't be and everything. So if you're not sure, each town has it on their website. You can call, you can ask.
If you can find out before you even get there, go to the website.
Exactly. And if they say, hey, you know, you can't bring that on the beach, just be respectful. Like, okay, I'll bring it back to my car.
Done.
The rules and these rules are in place for safety, whether it's on the sands or in the water and everything.
Correct.
So everybody wants to go to the beach and have a good time, have fun, play games, go in the water. But there are rules and ordinances in place for the beach, the actual sand part, and for the water for your safety and protection too, so that you can go, everybody else can go and have a good time and, you know, go on the boardwalk and grab dinner and go back to the hotel or to your house and have ice cream, whatever.
There's so much fun out there, and just be careful, enjoy the summer, and just follow the guidelines.
Exactly. So we have some tips. If you're not sure what is a rip current or how to recognize a rip current or what you need to know about rip currents or any beach and water safety, a couple articles up for you to check out, 943thepoint.com. And we just want to get the safety message out there. We all want to go and have fun, and we'll keep relaying that over the course of the summer. But, you know, don't swim without a lifeguard present. Listen to the lifeguards and to the police and the firefighters, everybody who's there protecting you at the beach this summer, because we all want to have a good time.
Exactly.
So we got a special guest on the show this morning. Seaside Heights Mayor Tony Vons will be joining us in just a little bit on the other side of this break. We're going to give you some events, some different things going on in Ocean and Monmouth County so that you're like, you know what? Go check this out.
Check it out.
More Shore Time with Vin and Dave right after this on 94.3 The Point, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is comedian from Big D. Bettetto. You're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Who wants coffee? Anybody want coffee?
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you are more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information. shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is high performance executive coach Dana Cavalia and former director of strength and conditioning for the New York Yankees. And you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. It's always great to hang with champions, and these two guys are champions.
I tell you, I get no respect, no respect at all. But I do get respect on the Vin and Dave show on 94.3 The Point, okay? Work it out, all right? All right.
Welcome back to Shore Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you as we continue along here on Sunday morning. Seaside Heights Mayor Tony Vons joining us in a couple minutes. But first, Dave, it's time to get out the pens, pencils,
Sharpie
markers. But don't use the Sharpie marker on the dry erase board. Otherwise,
do not do that.
That may take you a little bit of time to clean that up.
Yeah, that doesn't work. No good.
Or just, you know, pull out your phone or a tablet, whatever else. We got some announcements, some community announcements.
Love
to
it. Let's do it.
Send along. So this was pretty cool. I got this email during the week. Blue Claws fan appreciation jersey could feature your name. So the Blue Claws will be wearing special jerseys for fan appreciation night. It's Saturday, September 2nd.
Okay.
End of the season.
Sure.
And they could feature your name.
No, they
So they sent like a sample of the jersey. It's cool. It's got Jersey Shore Blue Claws, the sun, and the little beach logo and the number and everything. But it's got sort of, I guess if you were looking at it like a regular shirt, like names going like sideways up and down in that up and down direction.
That's so cool. I like that a lot.
Fan appreciation. So you can get your name on there. You can reserve a spot on the jersey. The proceeds benefit Blue Claws Charities.
Very nice.
So you can purchase a spot or multiple spots on the actual jersey by for $25.
Okay.
And they've got it up on their website. And again, Blue Claws Charities does so much great work for the community here in Ocean and Monmouth counties. So again, Fan Appreciation Night. You could be a part of Blue Claws history. $25 donation to Blue Claws Charities, which...
Okay.
Helps out the Blue Claws, helps out the community here, and certainly, Dave, you know, we've talked about donations in the past and everything, certainly helps people on multiple fronts. Just and $25, it's not too much.
Love it.
It's perfect. They'll put your name in pinstripes on their special Fan Appreciation Night jersey that they'll wear on September 2nd. For a $50 donation, Dave,
okay,
they will include two tickets to the game as well.
That's
in addition.
Cool.
So name on the jersey,
love
couple
it.
Tickets. These special jerseys will be also auctioned off.
Okay.
So you'll have the opportunity to get one for yourself as well.
Nothing wrong with that.
All proceeds, again, from the auction will benefit Blue Claws Charities. If you submit multiple donations, you'll be able to put multiple names on the jersey corresponding to the number of donations you made and space on the jersey limited. So,
okay.
I mean... You know, you only got so much time because they can only fit names on the jersey.
Get on it.
So just go to the Blue Claws website. They have a special link. You can check them out on social media as well if you haven't seen it. Names going on the jersey. All orders must be in by 11:59 p.m.
Okay.
On Wednesday, June 28th.
Ooh, that'll be here before you know it.
So that's coming up. So if you want to get your name on a jersey, you want to get a couple tickets to the game on September
2nd. Nice opportunity here.
Again, just $25, put your name on a jersey. All the money raised goes to Blue Claws Charities. And they help out, I think, one of the, Jim McNamara, executive director of Blue Claws Charities, I've spoken to in the past about different events that they've held. He said they handed out grants to 40 nonprofits from around the Jersey Shore just last fall.
Wow. That's impressive.
So Blue Claws Charities does amazing, amazing work. They're a 501c3.
So for people looking to donate money, there's the potential for a tax write-off there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So you could help out any number of nonprofits in the area. They Blue Claws Charities works with so many in Ocean and Monmouth County.
That's tremendous.
And it's a pretty cool prize.
Get
your name
is.
On a jersey.
I love it.
You could, you know, partake in the auction to get
you, go to a
you
game,
know, one of those jerseys,
right?
Get a couple tickets to go to the game.
Love it.
So go check out Jersey Shore Blue Claws website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, blueclaws.com for some of the information on, you know, how to submit your donation and everything and else. So it's a big event, you know, and a round of applause to the Jersey Shore Blue Claws for doing all the work that they're doing. Other events coming up, Dave, let's see. We'll move along through June. Crazy how we're already halfway through June.
How is that possible?
Let's see. June 24th,
okay.
Summer Brew 2023.
Love it. Very nice.
Island Heights Volunteer Fire Company number 1 holding Summer Brew 2023 at the Wanamaker Municipal Complex in Island Heights, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
Big time selection, Dave, of foreign, domestic, and local craft beers. Food trucks.
You have everything you need.
And live entertainment from the Face to Face Band. You know, check out the Facebook
face
page.
To face.
Face to face.
Face to face. Okay.
A couple events coming up in July because we're looking ahead here. Tuesday, July 11th. Secret Gardens of Brick Tour and Tea.
Okay. Okay.
The Brick Garden Club holding their 20th anniversary Secret Gardens of Brick Tour and Tea Tour of 7 homes in brick.
Interesting.
10 a.m. to 3 p.m. BrickGardenClub.com for more. And Wednesday, July 19th, Craft and Vendor Market. The Lavalette First Aid Squad Women's Auxiliary hosting their craft and vendor market at the Lavalette First Aid Building, Bay Boulevard and Washington Avenue in Lavalette, starting at 9 a.m. Handcrafted merchandise, attic treasures, and a used book table. Call 732-259-9535 for more information.
That's great.
So some events coming up, Dave.
Great events.
Different kinds of events. We like that.
Every week when we put these out there, the different events, there's so much going on.
Yeah.
You know, when people, especially people
very
up north,
creative
they
too.
Come here to visit, it's not just go to the beach.
Right.
There's all these events they can go to.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just, you know, like rainy days or like super hot days where you got to do stuff indoors or do
right.
different things. Like, you know, today I'm going to do go to check out this event or go to this museum or... There's like so much to do in Ocean and Monmouth mm-hmm. County in the summertime. You don't just have to go to the beach and boardwalk. Those are nice things we all love.
But the beauty is before you even get into the area, you can look online, look at the different towns,
right.
look at the different events that are going on and kind
exactly.
of plan out your weekend.
For sure. And, we want to know what else is going on.
Please let us know.
ShortTimeAtTownSquareMedia.com. And we'll help spread the word about...
We'll put it out there.
Listen, fun events, educational events. Your street is having a wide, long, yard sale, garage sale?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, like one of those block sales or whatever, you know, a whole bunch of houses saying, you know what, we're going to sell this. We'll get the word out.
There you go.
And help spread the word as well. We got Seaside Heights Mayor Tony Vaughn is joining us in about a minute's time. More Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point right after this, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management.
Hello, this is Chef David Burke. On Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. And if you could see us, you'd know the three of us have perfect faces for radio.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
I tell you, I get no respect. No respect at all. But I do get respect on the Vin and Dave show on 94.3 The Point. Okay? Work it out. All right? All right.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Ebneux, Dave Crossan with you. With us here this morning is Seaside Heights Mayor Tony Vaz discussing the summer ahead in Seaside Heights as we count down the days. Summer officially begins this week. So getting those temperatures, things starting to feel a little bit nicer over the next, probably really be like 4th of July when the water
gets to that
really get warm
right
enough where you're like, you know, I want to hop in. But so much to discuss and so much that's been going on year-round in the borough. So we figured we'd bring in the man, the myth, the legend, Mayor Tony Vaz. Welcome onto the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So lots of special things going on in Seaside Heights. It's been a continuous build of the economy, of different things going on in the area. And, of course, summertime in Seaside Heights is always something special as well. And this, some we've talked about on the show in the past, Mayor Vaz, and then over the course of the last few years as well, with what's being done in the borough to help make it a family-friendly destination and destigmatize it from the party-type atmosphere brought on from several different things, including the reality TV show Jersey Shore. But what are some things, where do things stand right now with what you've been doing in the governing body to help make Seaside Heights a family-friendly destination in the summer?
It's been a community effort. The governing body obviously makes the ordinances and policies, and it's enforced by law enforcement and code. But our community has been involved with sharing ideas, how we can change our image. And that started about 7 years ago. We said we've never really planned as a business, because it is a business. Tourism is a business. How do we get the right venue to cross over in a family from the young to the middle to the older? And we started promoting our programs by technology, by press, by air, by TV, and that changed. We got the businessmen involved. They changed their visions and their venue gear towards products and entertainment that were going to bring in a different type of clientele. And it did. And we can hear it in a politician, as I am so-called a politician, because I run for office. When you hear your public tell you they're happy with the way things are going, yes, there are concerns about little things here and there, but in total, they're happy. That means we're going in the right venue to accommodate our local people, our taxpayer, our residents, and our tourists. We've developed programs, a lot of free programs. 90% of our entertainment that the borough sponsors is free.
There you go.
Public enjoys it for no price at all. Beach concerts, 90% of them are free. They're tribute bands that generate an interest with a group of from the 60s to the 2000s. And it brings in the family atmosphere. We've established a wine venue weekend in September. We've established volleyball games, competitive, soccer competitive, young people. Just last week, we had the Boy Scouts from the state of New Jersey. Our beach were packed, tents on a beach.
Wow.
So we're bringing in a family together. The kids have to come down with their family. Do they rent? They may rent a hotel. Maybe they'll travel and come back and forth, but they're seeing a difference. The casino pier has revived its whole boardwalk in the last 6-7 years. New attractions, both for young and older. So all these things put together make a venue for a clientele that is behaved well, enjoys it, and the quality of life for our residents is at a high. So I think if we have accomplished anything in the governing body with the community, it's that we're now a destination that people want to come. And as you mentioned in the beginning, we did have a very bad reputation. There was no question. And I'm saying it as a former councilman, a mayor for 8 years. We were honky-tonk, for no better word. We've changed that image.
Have you worked, or what are some of the things you've done with Police Chief Tommy Boyd to, you know, make that quality of life better for everybody in the borough? Certainly those visiting in the summertime to say, hey, you know what? Whether I'm going to the beach, the boardwalk, an event at town during the day or at night, I know that, you know, if I'm a parent, I could bring my kids, or I can go with my siblings or my cousins or whatever, and I don't have to worry about the big party type atmosphere or different types of issues that occur, that I can go there. I know it's family friendly. I don't have to worry about anything. That this is the place I want to be.
We've worked very well with Chief Boyd. He's an excellent chief of police. We work well with the police department as a whole, code enforcement, borough employees. Enforcement is a key. And a plan, a pre-plan of action with different types of things critically that can happen to your community. So he is a very important component of our planning. So we bring him in, we bring his executive officers in and say, what do you think, this and that? Then we go to our attorney. Is this legal? Is this not legal? How can we make it legal? And as you said, the families want to go to a safe place. They want to have a nice atmosphere. We were also known for bars, bar hopping.
Mm.
We changed a lot of the rules. The rules are it's got to be restaurant / bar.
Gotcha, okay.
So you're feeding into a restaurant.
Mm.
And yes, you can drink, you can dance, you can have fun with your siblings, your spouses, your friends, whoever. But it's going to be a civilized, unlike years ago, rowdiness, fights, and so forth. We've seen a decline, and I know Chief Boyd often speaks of this, in the last 4 years, an average of 3,000 arrests a season.
Wow.
They're now down to 600.
Wow, that's significant.
It's significant. And what's happened is when people hear 3,000, they think it's Seaside Heights people. You got to remember, we're a tourist area. Most of these arrests are coming from different locales. They're coming from the cities, be it New York, North Jersey, South, wherever. So we've really reduced it. And I believe that us enforcing that restaurant venue has really helped our community, because those bars that were there have now disappeared because of that. And we're coming in with the boulevard being reconstructed. It's being reconstructed as we speak with new venues of condo life, which could be year round, not just summer, with retail on the bottom, which I'm hoping will be nice. I look at different communities. I look at Long Branch. I look at Asbury Park. Fine restaurants. I visit Florida. I see on the West Coast, outside dining. This is what we're doing. One of the things, outside dining. we had the pandemic, which hurt the industry, but it resolved a few things that we may have not done.
Hmm.
I don't know if before the pandemic, if we would have ever said, outside drinking, we're really not too crazy about that.
Sure, yeah.
But the way it was designed because of the pandemic to give the entrepreneur of a restaurant and liquor establishment outside privileges, we love it.
It's a different experience for the customer.
We love it. Yeah. In other words, so not, I go up there. I'll go up there, I'll bring my wife or my kids or whoever, and I'll sit, I'll have a drink, and just watch people walk.
Yep, people watching.
People watching.
Uh-huh.
But it's a calm atmosphere.
Right.
Maybe if the pandemic wasn't there, we may have said, you know what? We don't want to have outside drinking. A fear of going back to the way it used to be.
Right.
Making it more that way.
Yeah. But now it's a family. You could go in. Dad can have a beer. The kids can have a soda. Mom can have a glass of wine. Right. Whatever the situation is.
Yeah.
And it's really working.
And you have a situation, too, now, since the pandemic, more people can now work remote. And being that the beach is so beautiful and living down this way, people are now looking for opportunities to live here year-round.
Dave, you hit it on the spot. I go to Broho each day because I'm retired now, and I meet people that I didn't know before.
Right.
And they introduce themselves and they said, I've owned this property for 20 years. I'm living down here full-time now. I work remotely. I ran into a lady about a year ago. I said, what do you do? She said, I'm a lawyer. I said, well, you're doing it from here? She said, I do it from here. If I have to drive up north, I'll go up north. If I have a client from here, now I'm establishing a firm without walls. I rent a space, be it in Toms River or whatever, and it's managed by a company. I call them up. I say, I need a room for a conference at 9 o'clock. I paid them that. There's a secretary that does the. So remote is a thing that
it's
is going
thing,
to,
yeah.
It's big. And I can see people doing that.
Yeah, to your point too, if you don't have to go to the city, let's say every day, maybe once a week or every couple weeks, have the experience down here, enjoy the beach, enjoy the whole area. And then yes, maybe once in a while you have to take a journey up north, but that's okay.
Right.
And everything I hear from conversations like they're having now, or I read, if the productivity is working from remote, it's a good thing. You're saving money. The employee is saving money, but the employer is saving money,
correct,
too.
Everybody wins
so
in that situation.
Everybody's a win-win. So it's a thing that I see happening. And I'm very enthusiastic about the Boulevard because in a short period of time, I'll say by this September, we're going to see a lot of groundbreaking for retail.
Okay.
It's going to be residential upstairs, let's say condo living, hotel living, whatever we want to determine the builders, the developer call it. But bottom floors, there could be a bakery. It could be a dining atmosphere.
Sure.
It could be, for all I know, a beautician, a hairdresser, a barber.
There you go.
It could be a number of things where you own or rent a place. You come down for a winter weekend, where you can't go on the beach. Yeah, you can walk with your coat and all. But you get up in the morning, there'll be a breakfast place open where before winter was kind of like dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to come, let's say, to Tom's River. I mean, there might have been a couple of places, but basically I'm
going to
Mr. Breakfast or I'm coming to Tom's River.
Right.
By doing this, we can have a clientele that buys or rents and can do everything within the confines of a boulevard. And that's in the winter months.
Right.
Besides the summer months. So I think we're all looking at it with a dream. And I think the dream is going to be a reality.
I agree with you.
Are you finding that more people are either renting or that they're moving to Seaside Heights and that many of the people who are moving to the area are people with families or people with young kids at home, and it's changing, who's here and who's living here and everything, and, you know, changing that sort of demographic?
I speak to one real estate agent, or two rather, in Seaside Heights that are very versed in this. And the properties are being built. They're tearing down. Developers are coming in, tearing down, I'll call them cabins for no better word, single family structures that may have been 60, 70 years of age and not in really good condition. They're selling. Developers are coming in and putting up $900,000 homes, $1 million homes.
Mm.
So who are we seeing coming? We're seeing an investor come because he sees an opportunity that he can make some money in rentals, where rentals are no longer inexpensive. They've come a little bit more higher. So you're giving a different kind of people coming in because of their discretionary money. But we're also seeing people that say, we're not going to rent. We're going to use it. We're going to use it in the summer. I'm going to use it. My sister's going to use it. My cousin's going to use it. We're seeing that. So I see, and I'm very careful with this because we have to know exactly in the next year or two who are really there. How many are going to live in Seaside? How many are just going to rent in Seaside? And how many are going to be, this is my home. I'll come when I want at my leisure. So it's I really don't have a solid answer, but I do have a solid answer. These properties are selling.
Mm.
And they're selling for a lot of money. And that lot of money means to me, these are people that have an interest. If they're going to spend $1 million, they're going to be careful to who they rent to.
Correct.
And their property, they want it the same way. If they do rent it, they want it back the same way they rented it from.
And because you're paying that much for a property, those properties will get a decent rent.
Sure.
Mm. So there's going to be people that can afford it. So you're getting, you know, a good amount of people coming in that will be maybe business people or whatever the situation is that they decide this is where I want to be now.
Help spend money in the borough
and then pick up the local economy. Great point.
And again, the private owner makes the price of the rental. We don't control rentals.
Right.
It's $1,000 a week or they can say $5,000.
Yeah.
The consumer, the vacationer is going to know I can afford this or I can't afford this. How much are you renting for? Well, that's too high for me. The next person may say, that's great.
Right.
So it's that weight of how much the rental is and the consumer, how much they're willing to pay.
And for a lot of people that have come from New York City or in that area, they pay a lot of rent for those places.
Oh,
so
yeah.
To come down here, for you and I, it may seem expensive, but for somebody from the city, maybe not so much.
And that's one of the things we have to look at too, what you and I think.
Right.
A person may say, well, gee, you know, these are beautiful places, but you're going to knock out the middle class people. I don't believe we will, because if we find, not we, the developers find or the new owners find that their prices are out of whack and they're not getting the rentals, they're going to be smart enough to say, you know what, I'm throwing numbers. Instead of $3,000 a week, it's going to be $2,000 a week.
Right.
I'll take the $1,000 loss to get a good person in.
Correct.
So I don't think we're going to lose that middle class venue.
Mm.
And I actually observe this. I want to keep on top of this, especially the next one or 2 years.
And also to Vin's point, you know, now that people would be coming down here, spending what they're spending on rent, they're also going to the restaurants, the different shops, the different places that are going to be there. They're putting it right back in the community, or I should say the economy.
Yeah, we had a similar conversation with Point Pleasant Beach Mayor Paul Kenitra about that, just with some of the redevelopment work going on there. You figure that certain people would come and spend more, or, you know, at some of the hotels or whatever else, and that it'll help boost the local economy and certainly in Seaside Heights as well.
I talk about the mayor of Point Pleasant. I was in Point Pleasant last week for a graduation party on Arnold Avenue.
There you go.
It really is a nice looking
little
destination.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
I mean, it's got antique shops. It's got dress shops. This is what I want for Seaside. This is what the community wants. Nice family atmosphere. We can walk, feel safe. You want to go get a drink? You go to get, I'm going to look at a dress. I'm going to look at whatever.
Good point.
So do you find that the businesses and restaurants and everything that are there now and the ones that you want to bring into Seaside Heights will help bring in more middle-class families or just more families overall that are like, okay, hey, you know what? I have a big family. I have kids or cousins or I live in Seaside Heights or I rent a property in the summertime in Seaside Heights and I want to be able to take them out for a night of ice cream or on the boardwalk or go to an event or during the day where it's like, we feel safe, we could have fun, we don't have to worry about any drama.
And again, we are changing our venue, but we do know that there are problems, not only in Seaside Heights, a lot of shore communities. When you're not aware of a group, an element that is scheduled through technology, TikTok, Facebook, and could create a problem. Fortunately, law enforcement is really into this now, and we can prevent with our policies and injunctions to stop these pop-up parties. Seaside is fortunate. The two that were supposed to come, we did injunctions and we won. But other municipalities in the shore weren't as fortunate. North of us in Monmouth County, several of them had some real damage to their community. So we've got to be prepared because you never know who is going to start something. I don't care if you go to a football game. Let's say we're going to a Giant game or a Jet game.
Sure.
There might be a fight right in front of us that you can't stop. There is no prevention. But there is enforcement. Get him in, get him out. And that's what we're doing in the Seaside. We can't prevent something that we don't know is going to happen.
Sure.
But if we have indication that's going to happen.
We're on top of it.
Chief of Police, Tom Boyd, is right on top of it. Our detective bureaus, we know through TikTok and technology and all that kind of stuff, we can be alerted to it.
Well, what is your message and the message of the rest of the governing body to, because we talked about, you know, the people who live here kind of know the deal, whether it's in Seaside Heights or Ocean County, they know, you know, what's going on and everything, how to behave or what's expected of them. But what is your message to people who visit Seaside Heights every summer in terms of behaviors of what's expected of them, of what is and isn't allowed?
As you're aware, my career prior to my retirement was education.
Mm-hmm.
And my career ended as superintendent of schools. And I think I know kids pretty well. And you don't look at a kid and say, because he's wearing a leather jacket, that's per se, that's old fashioned. But you don't say that kid is bad because he wears a leather jacket. It's all with the word respect. If kids come with respect for authority, respect for community property, they're away from their own property, we'll have a good rapport with them. If they show disrespect, and this is something, it's a parental responsibility. I'm a grandfather now, my grandkids are old, but I know my daughter and sons with their children that's restrictions. You had to be at home certain.
Sure.
I can never see, never mind my grandkids, my own kids. They weren't at 13 years old allowed to be on a boardwalk at midnight.
Right.
I mean,
right.
There's certain responsibilities I had as a parent. No. When the sun comes down, you'll be in the house. That was those days. Yeah, we might be a little bit more lenient today. It's a different time.
Sure.
But parents have a responsibility. And if I could send the message to our visitors that aren't familiar with us, make sure there's supervision, particularly for young children. They're together, they may individually be the nicest kids in the world, and what happens, they get together, and all it takes is one of them to start saying, let's do this, and before you know it, there's a problem. And that's what I say. Parents have a responsibility.
Some towns, and Tom's River included for the part of Route 35, including Ortlieb Beach, have put in a curfew the last couple summers. There have been other towns across the Jersey Shore have as well. Have there been those discussions in Seaside Heights about putting in a curfew for those under the age of 18, 17, with you got to be indoors by 10 o'clock or whatever, or with a parent or guardian?
As I pointed out before, sometimes we don't know an incident is going to happen.
Right.
And Memorial Day has always been a difficult weekend, always. But this particular Memorial Day, throughout the coast of New Jersey, Ocean City, Cape May County, Monmouth County, Seaside Heights, we all had that young element. We still can't figure out how it all happened. How did every beach got this problem? Well, Lavalette last week passed an ordinance, curfew. Point Pleasant's had a curfew and rental restrictions. Ocean City is, I believe, passed their second reading. No backpacks, curfew, and other things. We will have by next Wednesday, the 21st, a first reading of what we're going to do. Similar to other boroughs and cities, Ocean City, Lavalette, Point Pleasant, and we're going to see some new ideas that we're being creative on and taking some of the good things that they have, putting it together and say, okay, we like the idea of curfew. We like the idea of this. We like the idea of rentals being at a higher age. We like the idea of transparency. State laws prevent police from doing a lot of things they want to do. We can't, under the present laws of the state of New Jersey, do too much for juveniles under 18 years old. You catch them drinking or smoking marijuana on the street. Cop can't do like he did before.
Yeah.
He'd be able to call mommy, at least not prosecute the kid if the kid's be well-behaved. You can't even do that anymore. The hands are tied.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm a police officer and I know my job and my career are in jeopardy, if I do something to this 13-year-old disrespectful kid, I can lose my job. So we have to act as a group, particularly the Shore mayors, of getting together and say, okay, we all had this one problem that nobody knows how it happened. We had Memorial Day weekend throughout the coast on the beaches of New Jersey. We've implemented new rules, but now we got new rules in effect, and how enforceful can we be? We got to get to our state legislators. You got to change these stupid rules because they're stupid. How do you not? A kid's drinking at 15, 14 on the street. Even if he's 17 and he's got his license, you're now not being able to do anything unless you see that kid drive the car. If he's given, you can't ask for identification. They can give a phony name.
Yeah.
Can I see you right? Nope. Not gonna. What's your name? Joe Schmo. And the cops got to write it down. Joe Schmo. Knowing full well that's not his real name.
Right.
So legislation has to be changed, and we have to look to the state legislators and the governor to act for a quick change.
Hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon, right.
Mayor Vaz, certainly a lot to celebrate in Seaside Heights in the summertime. Beaches, boardwalks, different events, concerts. Actually, the band America was there last summer.
That's right.
I think we were walking on the boardwalk just as they were singing Sister Golden Hair.
Yeah.
What are some of the different fun events and things going on in Seaside Heights this summer?
Well, again, we mentioned different age groups and so forth, the scouts, the volleyball, the camping overnight, the kite flying, the walks and the runs. But we have the tribute bands, which are very well on the beach. We have for people that are a little bit older, like myself, we have Monday nights, oldies nights. It's all free.
There you go.
It's on the boardwalk. People of my age that graduated high school in the 60s, in the 50s, in the 70s, it's free. You bring your own chair, you sit and you listen to popular groups that are recognized in Ocean County. Most of them are from Ocean County.
Oh, and
there they're
you
very
go.
Popular. I mean, we've got groups from outside too, but
sure.
They're very popular groups, and people just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Again, we're doing different things. We're bringing different attractions in. We're looking at surfing contests.
There you go.
We're looking.
There you go. I do like that.
Surf's up, dude.
We're looking at also, it sounds, and this just came to be last week. We watched two young ladies, not watched, I heard that two young ladies were playing chess on the boardwalk. And our event coordinator, Mike Gration, was up on the boardwalk, and he came over to my house. He says, Mayor, I got a great idea. I just saw two chess players, two girls. Why don't we have a chess tournament?
Oh, there
I
you
said,
go.
Mike, that sounds real great.
Yeah.
In other words, invite people that participate in chess, put them on the Franklin Avenue stage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Learn about, I don't know much about chess at all, but learn about the game, having somebody that has that skill set about chess, and having a contest, and maybe rewarding them with business people donating the winner $100. I'm exaggerating.
Sure, $100, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Some token of.
Yeah.
Of course.
And we're bringing an element of young. These were two young ladies from what I gather.
Okay.
And they couldn't be more than 17, 18, he told me.
Wow.
But it brings them in, but it could bring in older people that play chess.
Sure.
So it's something that we have to think. We're probably not going to be able to do it this year because it came late into our mindset.
Mm.
But I think it's a great idea.
I do too.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Sometimes you go on vacation. You want to play games, you know, just do stuff together with family or friends. And sometimes it's those, you know, relatively small things per se that give you the greatest joy.
Yeah, the beach, again, the beach activities, people come down for our ocean. We have lifeguards. As you many of you know, we keep our lifeguards on after Labor Day for the full week and every weekend for the month of September because we're concerned about people swimming without a lifeguard.
Yeah.
We read, you know, sad, God, you know, God forbid it happens.
It's happened.
You know, things can happen with water.
Yeah.
And if you're not familiar with the tides and the current, you could be in danger without a safety device such as the lifeguards. And our lifeguards are really trained.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's important for everybody to listen to the beach rules and listen to the lifeguards and certainly don't go swimming in the ocean without a lifeguard present. Right. I mean, it's safety. You know, certainly we want everybody to have fun and everything, but it's important to just listen and to adhere to all the beach and water safety rules. And, you know, if you're not sure what things like a rip current looks like, read the signs, ask a lifeguard. Don't go in the water without a lifeguard presence. So just do what you can to keep each other safe.
Right. And we do have the signery and we do have the microphone that states that. Or you're going to only be able to swim today in this designated area.
Exactly. Like yeah.
So these are all pre-planned things. Things we can't control sometimes, it's legislation or numbers.
Right.
But our police department does the best they can. And we're always going to hear criticism. That's part of our life makeup. Oh, well, you know, there were people smoking marijuana on the beach. Well, not only in Seaside Heights. It could happen in Wildwood. It could happen in Cape May.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You'd have to have a million cops to catch everybody that does something, even smoking a cigarette, never mind marijuana.
Right.
Somebody was drinking. Well, we have the opportunity to go through the bags. But if it looks like water, you can't ask them to open it up and let me take a sip. There's always going to be that element that tries to break the rule. But if we find it, we act on it. But sometimes there are a lot of people doing things and you say, how do we control this whole situation?
Exactly.
And it gets people that are good people frustrated.
Yeah.
There's a person next to me smoking a cigarette. But if there's nobody there to enforce it because they're doing other things, you take your priority. If somebody got injured, you're going to go to the injured person before you go to a kid smoking a cigarette.
Right.
And when we get them and we see them, if they're nice and well-behaved, leave the beach. Goodbye. If they're not, you get a summons.
Makes sense, yeah.
So we're not out to cripple some kids for smoking a cigarette.
Right.
You treat the
educational moment.
Leave the beach. That's your punishment for the day. Leave the beach.
Yeah. Because people want to have fun and everything, but they want to be able to just go and enjoy the environment and everything. I mean, there's something special and unique when you're going to a beach town about, you know, hearing the seagulls flying in the air, smelling all the boardwalk food, smelling like that salt coming off the ocean and everything. Just it, like all those different smells, it's relaxing. It's that very moment of zen and everything. And people enjoy that.
That's the beauty part of it. But like I'm saying now is if I had a magic wand, I'd say, okay, these rules are in effect and here's a magic wand and everybody listens.
There you go.
Unfortunately, I don't have the magic wand. I don't think anybody.
No.
You're always going to have those people that are going to try to violate if they don't get
unfortunately,
some kind of law. Be it parking, be it whatever.
Anything.
They're going to try not put money in the meter. There's always going to be that I'll take the gamble.
Right.
Right.
Right. Good point.
Yeah, a little beach town roulette in the summer. Mayor Vaz, as we close up here this morning, just in talking about the summer ahead here in Seaside Heights, what are some things that you think makes Seaside Heights a special place to be in the summertime?
I would say our boardwalk.
Our there you
ocean,
go.
It's a good our one. Ocean is second to none. I've had the
for
privilege
sure.
in my life of going to different countries. And I know people are going to say, well, he's bragging about Seaside. I'm not just bragging about Seaside. I'm bragging about New Jersey beaches.
Yeah,
New Jersey beaches.
We got some good ones.
Our beaches are the best. But our boardwalk, the attractions that we have, it's not a carnival atmosphere. It's an entertainment atmosphere. And there's a difference. There's a difference between going to a carnival and going to the boardwalk.
Right, right.
The entertainment is different. The operators of a business in Seaside Heights or other communities that have operated differently than I'm here one day and pulling my stakes out and going somewhere else. They want to continue to improve their product, their games, their rides, and so forth. I think that sells us. I think the boardwalk sells us. As I look forward to the boulevard being reconstructed, I believe that's going to be a venue in the next 3 to 5 years, a walking boulevard where there'll be fine restaurants.
Sounds good to me.
Different, yes, it does.
Different type of retail businesses, be it from personal items to hairdressers to salons to barbershops to you name it. And we can have it.
Yeah.
If it's done the right way.
Right.
And it could be a community that could be viable to everybody year round, not just in the summer.
Oh, for
year
sure.
Year round.
Yeah, I mean, year-round destination. I mean, it certainly gets popular like a lot of other shore towns in the summertime, but I mean, there's certainly plenty to do in Seaside Heights throughout the course of the whole year as well. And, you know, whatever it is. I mean, even if you want to go for a stroll on the boardwalk at some point or different shops and everything else, I mean, there's a lot going on year-round.
Yeah. Like I'm saying, the boulevard is going to be a focus.
There we go. Look forward to all the developments
yes, very
to come.
Much so.
Can't wait to see it all take place, too.
I'd like to thank both of you for having me.
Oh, our
absolutely.
Pleasure.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Coming on, Mayor Voss. That is Seaside Heights Mayor Tony Voss looking ahead to the summer in Seaside Heights. All the fun to be had, and be sure to be safe and responsible this summer. Whether you're living here in Seaside Heights or Ocean County, or you're coming here to visit and enjoy everything, be safe, be responsible. And of course, everybody, go out there and have some fun. More Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point right after this, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Borough High School alum. And you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Southside Johnny from the Asbury Jukes, and you are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, and I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, yo, this is Rocky Balboa, you know. I listen to Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, for sure, because it's not too far from Philly. Yo, absolutely.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossing with you as we put a bow on another show, show number 72. And we didn't mention it at the top, but Manchester Mayor Robert Arachi had to reschedule. He'll be joining us on Short Time in a couple weeks. We had Seaside Heights Mayor Tony Voss on with us
this morning.
Talking about certainly the fun and events going on in the borough this summer, but also some things that they're working on in terms of buildings and restaurants, redevelopment for maybe later this year and over the next few years, Dave. And then certainly, you know, just requests to people living in Seaside Heights and Ocean County, but certainly everybody who's here to visit Seaside Heights and Ocean County, be on your best behavior, please.
Well, also, such a change. There's so many more people that are heading down this way to live here. They can work remotely. And also, you know, have the opportunity to go up north if they need to. But new shops are coming, new places to live, and it's very exciting.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know what? More people are buying properties year-round or more rental properties. Like, you know what?
You had a great
lot of remote.
What you were saying before,
here,
when people live down here, you know, say year-round, now they're putting money into the economy, these different shops that are opening
right
up. It's great for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, listen, especially, you know, if you live here in Ocean County or in Monmouth County, it's the same sort of concept.
Right.
The money that you spend to help out the small mom-and-pop restaurants or the local stores, local shops, local business owners and restaurants and everything helps them, but the money circulates around in the economy and it helps each other. And then certainly when people come here to spend, it helps you out too.
And also
in a number of ways.
More year round. It's
right?
Not like it used to be where in the winter there are only a couple places open. Now shops can stay open year round.
And a lot
benefit.
Of, yeah, exactly. And these restaurants and businesses are getting creative too.
The demand is there.
Year round.
Yeah.
So plenty to do in the summertime. We'll have a little recap for you with what's going on in Seaside Heights coming up this week as well from Seaside Heights Mayor Tony Voss, and give you some ideas about what to do in Seaside Heights this summer. Go check it out.
Will do.
We got another great show coming up next Sunday. Next Sunday, Dave, the final Sunday of June.
How is that possible?
And then we'll be looking towards the 4th of July after that.
Hard to believe, my friend.
Start planning ahead, people. Get ready for summer because it's right here coming up this week officially.
Yes, it is.
We got more Short Time with Vin and Dave coming up a week from now right here on 94.3 The Point. Well, have a great Sunday and a great week ahead, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Stay well.
Hey, this is Tony Montana. I listen to Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Who do you think listens to them? Me.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you're more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor, committed to helping you weather life's storms. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.